We're doing Ein Yaakov, and we're holding the 14th chapter of Tractate Shabbat, page Kuftet. And the Gemara had discussed that when a person wakes up in the morning, so there's all night long a person sleeping, so he's tasting 1/60th of death. And then when he wakes up, all of it goes off of him, and it just stays on the edges of his hands. What we call Nagelwasser, you have to wash your nails, the ends of your fingers. So we wash the whole hand up to the wrist, but really what you have to wash is up to the knuckles. That's the bidyavid. Worst case scenario, if you washed up to the knuckles, that's also kosher. That's why we do that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Ideally, we wash the whole hand three times. So the Gemara had told us that you need three times on each hand, on each of the hands, in order to remove this. And this led us to a discussion about the idea that there are two reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. One is you're supposed to wash your hands before each prayer. That's the rush. Or technically, before you daven shachrit, you should wash your hands. Before you daven mincha and before arvit, each time from an atla, from some kind of vessel. And we also discussed the Rashba that says, every morning you're starting a fresh day in the service of Hashem, so you wash your hands. And according to the Rashba, the only time you make a blessing over washing your hands is in the morning when you woke up. According to the Rosh, every prayer you wash your hands before that prayer, you make a blessing. We don't rule like the Rosh. We rule, it seems like the Rashba. We don't make a blessing. Now we're all going to go up to Arvit in 7 minutes. So we should wash our hands before we go into Arvit. But no one makes a blessing over that hand washing. So we said, we wash our hands before each prayer, but we only make a blessing in the morning. And here we said, when we wash our hands in the morning, technically we're fulfilling three reasons. We're fulfilling the Rashba. It's a new day. I'm starting a day in the service of Hashem, like the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash would wash their hands and feet. Number two, I'm fulfilling the Rosh, because I'm washing my hands in the morning prior to going to daven shachrit. And number three is the third reason that our Gemara gave us, that after a person has slept, so then his hands have this spirit on them, and you have to get them off before you touch your eyes, your nose, before you touch food. And that's why in the morning, one would have to wash their hands three times on each hand. Whereas in the afternoon and evening, before mincha and arvit, you don't have to wash three times. Before bread, you don't have to wash three times. You wash once, and then you wash another time to clean off the water. So we wash twice on each hand, for bread and for other prayers. But technically, washing our hands in the morning requires three hand washes, because there's this third reason, that we got to remove the spirit that's on our hand. Yes? There is the opinion of the Gra that says three, but the generally accepted, is two on each hand. One, two, one, two.
Yeah, I declare it to the host. This is what Rabbi teaches me, and he says, no, twice.
Okay, what can I do?
Right, okay.
So right. I wouldn't fight it, yes.
Sorry?
If you do it twice, once to wash, shouldn't you do four? One for each reason, and then the fourth
for each reason. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Next, we have Rabbi Yochanan is going to teach us. So Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. He was rabbi in Israel. He was a very beautiful person. People would just stand and look at his beauty. So Rabbi Yochanan taught the following. He says like this. Puch, if you take what they had in those days, it was a type of eyeshadow they put on the eyes, it was called puch. Now the word puch already appears in the Tanakh. So puch was a type of eyeshadow that they put in and all around their eyes. So it was also used as a form of embalming for the eyes. I don't know what they made in the what they put in the puch, but Rabbi Yochanan says that puch ma'avir bat melech, if a person touched their eyes in the morning before washing them, so sometimes the eyes can start hurting. So if you feel you've harmed your eyes by touching them in the morning, so Rabbi Yochanan says, here's the cure. take this eyeshadow called puch, put it on your, smear it on your eyes, and it'll calm down your eyes. Uposek et adima. Rabbi Yochanan also says, if people have a problem that they're tearing a lot, so the puch, this eyeshadow, will also help cure that. And some people don't have enough eyes in their eyebrows. Rabbi Yochanan says you should know that the puch is also healthy to help the eyebrows grow back. It helps people have more hair in their eyebrows, in their eyelashes, I'm sorry, in their eyelashes. People sometimes, they don't have eyelashes, and you need eyelashes. They clean out your eyes. So Rabbi Yochanan says, these are three benefits to putting on that eyeshadow called puch. Ordinarily, women did it, not men. But I guess if you needed it for medical reasons, some men could do it too. The shotina buvu.
Do you have anything like that today?
I'm sure we do, but I don't know what it is. We've got to do some research, find out what this puch is. The shotin abuv roe. The Mishnah had said that on Shabbos, you don't take medications unnecessarily. We try to be careful on Shabbat not to take medicine. So that includes many acts that might be medicinal. But the Mishnah said you're allowed to drink abuv roe. So the Gemara asks, what's abuv roe? What's this drink that you're allowed to drink on Shabbos? The Gemara answers, chumtaria. The Gemara says, wait, my chumtaria, what did you just tell me? What's the answer? So they had a tradition. There was a, once upon a time, they knew what chumtaria was. That time the Gemara was being recorded, so they knew the tradition, it's chumtaria. But then the Gemara says, but wait, what is that? We don't remember anymore. Answers the Gemara, chutra yechida. There's this tree that grows, and it doesn't develop any branches. That tree, you're allowed to drink the waters of that tree. What does that do? Lemai avdela, what do you make this drink for? Says the Gemara, legiluya. If someone drank waters that were left uncovered, and you're not sure if a snake drank from those waters and put in his venom. So the person drank the waters, and now you're concerned medically. Hey, the guy might have drank some venom, we're not sure. So they had some medical tradition that if you take a stream, if you take waters that are placed, or sometimes you have these little puddles around the tree, the waters that are around this tree, chutraya, a tree that, this type of tree that develops no branches, so I guess it's tannic acid or something from the tree gets absorbed in the waters, and that can cure a person from the venom he might have drank if he drank revealed waters. Ve'ilo, let's say you don't have that water available. So the Mishnah said you're allowed to drink that on Shabbos. What happens if you don't have those waters? The Gemara says, Leiti chamsha klile. Bring five roses. Ve'chamsha kusta deshicha. And bring five cups. Ve'nishlukinu ba'adei adadi. And then take the five roses and steep them. Lishlok means when you cook something really, really well. Like sometimes you can make a soup where the vegetables actually wear away into the soup. You cook it long enough so they don't remain solid anymore. They melt into the soup. So that's what the Gemara says. If a person has drank these waters and he's concerned, and he doesn't have this water, this fluid called abuv roe, so he should take five roses, and in five cups he should boil them so strongly that they basically are pulverized in the hot water, until you get them so strong that you've basically boiled out to 25% of the water. So you're boiling it till 75% boils out. Vinishti, and then drink that. And that's the cure, the Gemara says, for someone who drank these waters that might have any venom in them. Ime de ravachad vuy barami. The mother of Rav Achadvui Bayer Ami, Avdalela, who gavra chad kelila, there was a guy who needed this type of cure, so she made it for him. Vechad kusta deshicha. And then she also made him one cup of beer. Shalkavi ishkite, she boiled up these roses in the water, and then she gave him to drink. Veshagra tanura vegarafte, she boiled up the oven, and then she shoveled out the coals of the oven. Vutvine leventa bagave, and then she gave him a brick and said, sit on top of this oven. So the guy had drank venom. She made him this cure, the Gemara says, but the Gemara says she one-upped it. She gave him the cure, she gave him a cup of beer, she heated up the oven and then cleared the oven of its coals and sat him on the oven, sat him on a brick on top of the oven so he shouldn't get burnt, but he should get as hot as possible. V'nafak kihutza yalka. And then the guy vomited, and what came out was green like the leaves of a palm tree, like the leaves of a lulav. And the Gemara is saying she cured him. Meaning the Gemara is telling us this is the cure the Mishnah says, but you should know there's a better cure that his mother, that this rabbi's mother did. And he was able, she was able to get the guy to vomit the venom and cured him. So that's another advice the Gemara gives us. So today we wouldn't know what to do with any of that. So we're leaving off over here in the middle of different cures the Gemara tells us. Today we learned about washing our hands in the morning, washing our hands before prayer. We only make a blessing in the morning, and in the morning we wash three times because there's this concept of Ruach Ra. We learned the advice Rabbi Yochanan said about Puch, that can benefit the eyes, that tear or that are in pain because they were touched by the unclean hands. And then we discussed Abuv Roeh, this cure for venomous waters, that if a person drinks the venomous waters, he could either make the drink of this branch or make the drink of the rose flowers, or the story of this man's mother who made it rose flowers plus beer plus sitting the guy on top of the oven, which ultimately helped him vomit the poison that he had drank and cured him. So that's what we saw today in Ein Yaakov.